Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. Hope you check that out when you get a chance. And also, what's the other one, Grace Marie?
ObamacareWatch.org. ObamacareWatch.org. Really, so everything you need to know.
I want you really to compare the... We've got a Republican convention coming up this week. We got a Democrat coming up in a week or two. Compare the two candidates with regard to their health care ideas.
Well, Hillary Clinton has said that she basically thinks Obamacare is just terrific and she wants to make it better. And what she means by that is giving people something called the public option.
It didn't go far enough for her, right?
That's right. Government-run health insurance plan that would compete with private health insurers. Now, people may not like private health insurers, but they really do try to distinguish themselves by giving people choices and as low of cost as they can with the rules that they have to follow. But the public option will be funded by taxpayer dollars. It's a foot in the door toward the single payer government run healthcare system that the Democrats really want. And Hillary is all in for the public option.
So
people are going to
start to
hear about that.
So we've just described what a nightmare Obamacare is for people, and Hillary thinks it doesn't go far enough.
That's right. They think, well, the reason this hasn't worked is because we didn't have enough regulation.
Right.
We didn't have enough government spending. We didn't have enough people whose health care is controlled by the government.
So what makes people think Trump's going to be any better?
Because Trump is as we talked about, he is very supportive of what Paul Ryan is doing with the Better Way proposal. Not only on health care.
Do we believe that if those proposals, those white papers, those reports are put into legislation and passed the House and the Senate, do we believe that Trump will sign them?
Absolutely. I do believe that. I think that he has some big picture vision things that he wants to do. He is going to have to work with Congress to get those in place. And therefore, having this agenda, and of course you're going to have hundreds of Republicans, if they run on these platforms and they are elected, to say that if I'm elected, I'm going to come back and do X, Y, and Z. Well, they better do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And if Trump realizes that that's why he still has Republicans in Congress to support his agenda, then, you know, that's the art of the deal, right? If he wants to get some of the things on his agenda, he's going to have to support what Congress has worked so hard to develop. I mean, it's very difficult right after a presidential election to do the kind of hard, in-the-weeds work that they've been doing.
It sure would be awfully handy to have all this firepower loaded up, ready to go.
Absolutely. And what they're doing now is they're turning these white papers into legislative language, so it will be readier early next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've got to get that information out to folks, because they've got to make sure they get the message out that what made America great is not the direction we're headed in. We're headed in a direction where we're making Americans subservient to the government.
Right.
And if you like that, then you know how to vote. If you don't like that, I don't like that. I make payroll on Friday. I'm a small business owner. I don't like that. I want the government to do its job and stay out of my way, and so that's how I am. And we'll see, won't we, in a few months where the people are.
Right, and it really, healthcare is one of those dividing issues that people can understand because they experience it so personally. And if you're saying, do you want more of Obamacare or do you want a better way that really puts you and your doctor in charge of choices instead of a bunch of Washington bureaucrats? That's really the decision.
What did you think about Trump's Pence choice?
I think Pence is fabulous. By the way, he's done some really wonderful things with health care in Indiana, the Healthy Indiana Plan, trying to do, you know, help people get health insurance, but with a health savings account kind of model.
Right.
He had to fight the Obama administration tooth and nail, but he got the best deal he could, and he's a health care guy.
They're not only operating in the black, they have a rainy day fund.
I know.
Imagine that. Imagine running our country like Indiana runs their business. That's what we need.
He's a solid guy. He's sort of the anti-Trump. He's not flamboyant.
I know.
He's solid.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. Galen.org. And what's the other one? ObamacareWatch.
ObamacareWatch.org.
Hey, Grace Marie, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Keep up the hard work. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.